Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a high of 74. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 36 tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A man who had an outstanding warrant for kidnapping in Seward County was arrested in Arc City. Arc City police said on March 18th around 4:30 p.m., officers were dispatched for the report of a white vehicle speeding on residential roads. Officers soon found the vehicle as it sped through an intersection, almost hitting a truck making a left turn. Officers performed a traffic stop and noticed the odor of alcohol. The driver was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including driving under the influence, reckless driving, driving with a revoked license, and open container. He also has an outstanding $500,000 warrant from Seward County for kidnapping. Kansas is preparing to require pornography websites to verify that visitors are adults. The Kansas bill would make it a violation of state consumer protection laws for a website to fail to verify that a Kansas visitor is 18 if the website has material that is harmful to minors. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Some Medicare patients are finding it increasingly difficult to find a new primary care physician, as some physicians are deciding not to accept new patients because of the low Medicare reimbursement rate for physicians. Medicare is the federal health insurance program available to people 65 years and older. Medicare reimbursement rates for physicians have been relatively flat for about 20 years, but last year saw a 2% decrease. They've decreased another 3.4% this year until the latest budget Congress passed mitigated some of that, but the decrease will still be around 1.7%. The Republican-controlled Kansas House voted Wednesday to establish a new state office dedicated to child care, with guarantees from Governor Laura Kelly that her administration will reconsider key regulations. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say the bill is a major step forward toward resolving Kansas' shortage of child care. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Hastings State Senator Steve Halloran announced that he would not be attending the legislative hearing regarding his censure. Halloran said in an email that the hearing violates two administrative rules which govern the Nebraska legislature, saying that the hearing should not be live streamed and that it's an internal matter which should be conducted in a closed session by the legislature's executive board. This comes after a debate on legislative bill 441 regarding obscene material on March 18th, and Halloran read a passage from a book called Lucky, as the passage described a violent rape rape scene. Senator Halloran inserted Senator Kavanaugh at various points while he was reading. Halloran has since claimed that he was referring only to Senator John Kavanaugh and not his sister, Senator Michaela Kavanaugh. In other news, 24-year-old Saline County woman Aubrey McCulloch was arrested for bringing drugs to an inmate at the Nebraska State Penitentiary last month, according to troopers. She faces a single charge of unlawful acts in the Department of Corrections, which is a Class 4 felony. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A hearing in Bern last Friday with the Kansas Department of Education drew comments from school officials and patrons regarding a petition by USD 115 Nemaha Central to transfer some 81 square miles of USD 113 Prairie Hills District territory. 68 students from this petitioned area are enrolled in Nemaha Central this year, with 21 attending Prairie Hill schools. The issue arose following the 2012 closure of the Burns School, as patrons reportedly were told they could transfer land, which they contend would allow representation through voting for or serving on the local school board. Annual taxes of some $200,000 to $300,000 are at hand, with USD 113 indicating the request is about money and citing the potential for setting a precedent statewide that could have wider effects. Written testimony will be received through April 15th, with a public hearing slated in May and a decision expected from the state in June. Easter egg hunts are planned Saturday in Axtell at the City Park at 10, Summerfield City Park at 11, Beatty at the Community Center at 12:30, Frankfort City Park at 1, the Waterville City Park at 2, Easter egg hunt Saturday in Washington County on the courthouse grounds in Washington at 10 a.m. Also in Barnes, Lynn, Palmer, and Morroville City Parks beginning at 10 a.m. Hanover at the Vets Park at 1 and in Greenleaf at the Clubhouse and Haddam City Park at 2. Our public affairs guest this weekend, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, who commented Monday in Marysville regarding federal grants toward local law enforcement, which were provided for additional equipment and facilities for law enforcement.
Today I'm here to announce two grants. I don't know of any other county and city in Kansas that got these dollars in the same county. So a grant to the City of Marysville Police Department and a grant to the Marshall County Sheriff's Department. But the largest one, which is to be used to assist in facilities here in Marshall County for prison and jail facilities, is for $1,383,000. What I also would say is that I hope that in addition to the benefits that you get with resources going to law enforcement, it also is helpful to you in the pocketbook. As this money was designated in the appropriation bill that just passed, now 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, there's still a little paperwork involved, but the good news is the grant is already pre-approved, and when the paperwork is filed, the money should be available.
Local law enforcement on hand Monday at the meeting with Moran will also join the conversation. You can tune Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Jerry Moran commented on border security issues and the threats involving criminals and drug activity that may be crossing the U.S. border.
I also want to say that as we try to deal with all the challenges we face in communities across Kansas and that law enforcement face every day, the topic of what takes place at our borders is still hugely important to me and to many of my colleagues in Washington, D.C. Fentanyl and other drugs, precursors, and the traffic that Kansas seems to be in the pathway, we have tremendous challenges in our state and nation because of drugs. And a part of that, a significant part of it, is the failure for us to find ways to strengthen the border security, keep people out who shouldn't be coming here, and have an immigration system that allows people to come here legally.
Marilyn B. Brungardt, age 91 of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned April 5th, 10:30 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 from St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Private burial at Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery, Greenlee. Visitation next Thursday, 2 until 8 p.m. Family will receive friends from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Brungardt.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Join a stable, diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall in Marysville is hiring welders, painters, assemblers, material handler for PDC, and a warranty coordinator. Excellent wages, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes a comprehensive medical insurance plan, company-paid life, short-term, long-term disability, profit-sharing, paid time off, holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and much more. Apply online today at Landall.com. Equal opportunity employer, vets and disability. Welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Partly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-50s and upper 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Some rain may linger early Sunday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 70s. Then some showers and thunderstorms may continue into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Northeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms do continue into Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 60s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then some scattered showers may continue into Monday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. North winds gusting as high as 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some rain early on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and mostly clear skies Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March 1, record high on this date 89. The average low 36 and the record low 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:16, sunset this evening at 7:48.
It is great for gardeners to have companions, but it's even better for your vegetables. We will explain today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 29th. Good Friday is the 89th day of the year. U.S. First Lady Lou Henry Hoover and singer Pearl Bailey were both born on this day, and Erno Rubik was granted a U.S. patent for his magic cube in 1983. If you're sketching out garden plans for this spring, keep in mind the benefits of companion plants. For example, herbs like dill and basil scattered near tomato plants can keep them free from hornworms. Marigolds are good near almost any vegetable, repelling beetles and nematodes. And many consider the companion plant trifecta to be corn, beans, and squash. They are often referred to as the Three Sisters. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about companion planting online at almanac.com.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, K-State and KU memorabilia, or decor for your home or garden. Entertain the kids with toys for all ages, and through Easter, all plus toys are 25% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Hop into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. A 2018 Toyota RAV4 is in on trade, along with a 2016 Chevy Equinox and a pair of 2015 Chevy Equinox. Used cars priced right, ready to roll, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Division I March Madness basketball tournament for college hoops is still in action as we continue on with the Sweet 16 competition going on this evening before going into the Elite Eight over the weekend. Four more games are on the docket tonight, with one of the Big 12 teams also playing, including number one Houston, that is squaring off against number four Duke tonight with tip-off at 8:30. The other three games on the docket include number 11 North Carolina State taking on the number two Marquette Golden Eagles. Number five Gonzaga Bulldogs also are ready to play against number one Purdue Boilermakers. And finally, the number three Creighton Blue Jays are against number two the Tennessee Volunteers. In women's hoops, they're also starting off their Sweet 16 tournament, as well as number three Oregon State is squaring up against number two Notre Dame. The number four Indiana Hoosiers take on number one South Carolina, with number three North Carolina State against number two Stanford, and Gonzaga taking on the Texas Longhorns.
Save green this month at Rusty Eck Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
With sports gambling becoming more of a hot topic across the nation and many states legalizing sports gambling, a statement has been released by the NCAA President Charlie Baker regarding sports betting to ban betting on individual player performances for college athletes. In a statement on social media from Baker, he said, quote, sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity of competition and leading to student athletes at getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets. So far across the nation, states like Ohio, Vermont, and Maryland have all removed prop betting on college athletes. As according to Baker, he says that NCAA officials are reaching out to lawmakers in other states to encourage a similar type of legislation. As of right now, it would be the sixth straight year the number of states with legal gambling has increased as the NCAA March Madness basketball tournaments continue on across the nation. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
High school softball action Thursday. Sabetha took Marysville 8-7 and 15-1, while Valley Heights defeated Republic County 10-7 and 5-3. In baseball play Thursday, Sabetha beat Marysville 19-9 and 12-2, while Valley Heights took Republic County 10-0 and 19-8.
Two of our most popular programs on KNDY are The Party Line and The Community Bulletin Board.
Tune for the Party Line Monday through Fridays, beginning about 9:35 on AM 1570 KNDY. It's your chance to call in and buy, sell, or trade. If you're looking for something, we'll help you find it. If you're selling something, we'll help you find a buyer. Helpful links available online at KNDYradio.com. Fill in the blanks on the Party Line submission form, hit send, and we do the rest. Tune again for the Party Line Monday through Fridays about 9:35 on AM 1570. And if you have an item of community interest, use our community bulletin board. Free community events are announced free on the community bulletin board. Send the information at least a week in advance to Radio KNDY or use the submission form on our website at KNDYradio.com. Keeping you in touch and on top, KNDY.
This is Lloyd Garber at Garber's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
It is known as the sailing capital of the United States. It also happens to be a state capital, a former national capital, and home to some of the most prominent institutions in the country. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When the United States was founded, Annapolis, Maryland was one of the country's major cities, even serving as the national capital for a few months. But as years passed, other cities began to surpass it in size.
The mid-1700s, that was called the golden age of Annapolis, and that's when Annapolis was the place to be. Things changed after a time. Baltimore became a bigger port city, and Annapolis was not as much in the limelight.
Susan Steckman shares the story from Annapolis. She says the qualities that made this city popular centuries ago remain a drawing card today.
It was a waterfront community then. It's a waterfront community now. A lot of people come here for recreational boating and sailing. We're America's sailing capital, and a lot of people come here for that.
Many people today know Annapolis for the Service Academy located here.
U.S. Naval Academy is here. It's a National Historic Site because it is. The public is invited to tour the yard daily, actually. They can come and tour the yard either on their own or take advantage of tours that come from the Armo Leftwich Visitor Center there on the yard.
Today, the city combines the best of old and new.
Annapolis is called a museum without walls, and it truly is. History Quest opened recently. It's designed to be a springboard where people can walk in there, watch some videos, see some information, and come out ready to discover the museum without walls that is Annapolis. They'll know where to go to see the historic buildings, what streets they want to check out. The brick-lined streets of Annapolis are pretty well known. People love the quaintness of the town.
Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
When working on your acreage, don't let your guard down around machinery. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. No matter what the features of a tractor might be, make safety your first priority as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Tractors are the workhorse of choice on a farm, but they're also the leading source of work-related injuries. No matter how or when you're running machinery, you have to keep safety in mind. According to the National Safety Council, overturned tractors account for nearly 50% of tractor fatalities. Remember these 10 recommendations for tractor safety. Number 1, know your tractor, its implements, and how they work. Read and understand your operator's manual and keep up with maintenance, including brakes, guards, hazard decals, signals, lights, and all other safety devices. 2. Use a rollover protective structure and a seatbelt. Research shows that when used together, ROPS and seatbelts are 98% effective in preventing tractor-related injuries and death. 3. Be familiar with the terrain. Walk the area first and use caution on slopes and turns. 4. Never start an engine indoors. Exhaust contains carbon monoxide, which is colorless, odorless, and deadly. 5. Always keep the PTO shielded and be sure to walk around the tractor and implement, never between them. 6. Keep your hitches low and always on the drawbar. Otherwise, your tractor could flip over. 7. Never get off the tractor when the engine is running. Turn off the engine before you leave the seat. 8. Never refuel while the engine is running or hot. Also, don't add coolant to the radiator when it's hot because it can erupt and scald you. 9. Keep children off and away from the tractor and implements. Kids are attracted to machinery, but it's not child's play. And number 10. Never be in a hurry or take chances with your tractor. Think safety first, take your time, and do it right. Find more tractor safety tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Farms hit by drought suffer more than just crop losses. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Drought is a fact of life in agriculture. Akanksha Melkani is an economist who works with the Daugherty Water for Food Global Institute at the University of Nebraska. She was a guest in a recent episode of the Nebraska on Top podcast from the Middle Republican Natural Resource District in South Central Nebraska.
First of all, it's very straightforward to think that a drought may have an impact on crop yields and so may impact the farmer due to a loss in their crop yields and so their revenue, right? But the other way of thinking about it could be that farmers may adapt to drought by adopting more irrigation or by changing their crop choice.
Melkani says drought presents an additional economic challenge to farmers where water use regulations come into play.
Irrigated farms don't seem to have any change following a groundwater regulation, be it well moratorium or water allocations. They don't seem to change in land value, but non-irrigated farms, dryland farms, well moratorium placed on them, I found a 9% decrease in their land values. I'm still trying to explore what's going on there, so that's a work in progress.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ready to save thousands on a new 2024 Ram 1500? See Twin Rivers in Beatrice or go online to twinriv.com to experience the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 ever. And now during Ram Truck Month, you can save big. See dealer for details. Not all models or buyers will qualify. Offer ends April 2nd. Hurry in today. See the selection at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice or go online anytime at twinriv.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Good Friday, now March the 29th of 2024. The Perspective Planting Report shows farmers will increase their soybean acres this year. Betty Resnick, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the report should be bullish for the price of corn.
Corn's going to see a reduction of 4.9% of acres compared to last year, down to 90 million acres, which is below industry expectations headed in the report. Soybean acres are going to see an increase from last year, up 3.5%. Wheat will decrease, and then we're also going to see cotton increase. In addition to some changes in other crops, one major finding that caught my eye was that there was a decrease in overall principal crop acreage, a reduction of 6.3 million acres or 2%.
Resnick says the increase in soybean acres is due to current economic conditions.
So the increase in soybean acres was kind of expected going into this report. In a time of declining prices, farmers are really turning to soybeans as they are a lower input, less risky crop overall. So they make sense in a time of price uncertainty.
This report is the first of many that will help tell the story of crop conditions over the course of the growing season.
Crop progress reports are starting back up. The first one will actually publish on Monday, April 1st, and those will be released weekly. On June 28th, we'll get the next acreage report, which when they'll survey farmers to get an understanding of what they actually were able to put into the ground this spring. And between now and then, of course, we'll have our monthly WASDE reports as well.
Once again, that's American Farm Bureau Federation economist Betty Resnick. Now, looking from the USDA Perspective Plantings report, we'll take a look at wheat, as all wheat planted area for this year is estimated at 47.5 million acres, 4% below last year for comparable states. The 2024 winter wheat planted area at 34.1 million acres is down 7% from last year and 1% from the previous estimate for comparable states. Of the total, about 24.3 million acres are hard red winter wheat, 6.2 million acres of soft red, and the rest will be white winter.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Evaluate your farm assets as a strategy for future viability. What you have and how you use it is a good place to start on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Farming takes money, lots of it. Take a hard look at your assets for the sake of your bottom line and viability for the future. Jim Canute is a senior vice president with Farm Credit Services of America. He says the single factor they see time after time between those who are succeeding and those who are struggling is how they manage their operation from a business, financial, and marketing perspective. This includes evaluating the cost of assets, such as machinery and equipment, and rethinking how they're using it.
Do I have too much? Do I need to sell a piece or two? What about custom farming something, or maybe custom spraying, hiring somebody else? What about leasing? What about machinery sharing? Because at the end of the day, they understand I don't make money in agriculture by owning machinery and equipment. I make money by utilizing machinery and equipment.
He says many customers who were proactive and sold an asset found it was the best decision they made for the long-term viability of their operation. It depends on the situation, but typically they sell excess machinery first and land second.
And selling an asset's hard. That's a tough decision for a farmer. But what we saw is those who pulled the trigger, those who were proactive, the fact is they've put their operation in a much better, viable, sustainable position. In fact, they're probably better positioned to buy their next farm versus trying to hold on to a farm that I simply can't afford.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about evaluating your farm assets at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And in observance of the national holiday, there is no trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. So let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday and how the direction of things might look as we enter into the month of April of trade. Let's go ahead and see how the livestock finished up yesterday. As a choppy two-sided day of trade. However, a nice resurgence late in the day saw both live and feeder cattle positive notes. April live cattle up $1.40 to $185 per hundredweight. June selling at $180.25. Cents per hundredweight. That was a gain of 157 on the day. Feeder cattle slightly higher as well. The April contract up 25 cents to 247.12. May up 42 to 248.70. And a mixed bag for the hogs. However, April and May were higher. The April contract up 52 cents to 86.62. May lean hogs up a dime to $92.50 per hundredweight. Into the grains, a lot of folks were awaiting the stocks and seedings report, which led to a back and forth about 2 weeks of trade really prior to it. However, the stocks and seedings report sent corn skyrocketing. May corn up 15 and a quarter to 4.42, July up the same 15 and a quarter mark to 454 and a half. Chicago and spring wheat all with a mixed bag. However, Kansas City wheat saw nothing but green. May KC wheat was up 7 to 585 and a quarter. July up 5 and 3 quarters to 579 and 3 quarters. And the oats a bit higher. May oats up 2 to 357. July up 3 and 3 quarters to 352 and a quarter. Soybeans tried to see a late resurgence in the day. However, still finished a bit lower for May and July. May beans finished down a penny to 1191 and a half. July was down 1 and a quarter at 1205 and a quarter. Noteworthy though, there was more two-sided trade and even some gains in the later futures months. May soybean meal was down 130 at the close to 337.70 and soy oil up 28 points to 47.95. Cotton also with a positive finish to the month. May cotton up 61 points to 91.38. Into the metals, April gold up $26.80 an ounce at $2,217.40 per ounce. May silver up 16 to 24.91. And lastly, the dollar index up 20 points for June to 104.26.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Moles cause disturbances in grassy areas by tunneling beneath the surface in search of insects to eat. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses why mole appearances and movement increase during late winter months and early springtime.
You know, the late winter, early spring is when we start to see lots of mole activity in yards or parks or golf courses and turf grass, basically. And that's because during the wintertime, they go down further deep in the soil profile. And then as the soil warms up, the insects and earthworms that are their prey start to become more active in the shallower parts of the soil profile or the parts closer to the surface. And so the moles are out there feeding. This is a good time to, as we start to see that mole activity show up, go ahead and start controlling those moles because they shouldn't have reproduced yet.
He relays how to identify moles by the damage they cause.
In the lawn, so typically what we're going to see is two different types of damage. And one of those is the runs that we'll see. And it's basically where the moles are moving around just below the grass. And they're pushing up ridges out in the yard. And as you're walking along, you might feel a spongy sort of trail under your foot. And so that's one of the ways that a lot of folks find them. And then when they're down deeper in the soil profile, maybe it's dry or maybe it's those colder months, they have to empty out the tunnels that they are digging down low, and so they'll push up these mole hills of soil out in the yard.
Ricketts explains the best mole management tools. He says trapping provides the most success in eliminating them.
The two probably proven methods that we would look at would be either toxicants or traps. The challenge with toxicants is it's really hard to get a predatory species to eat something that's not animate. And so toxicants show variable effectiveness. And the saying that's been out there for a long time is you can fool some of the moles all the time and all the moles some of the time, but you'll never fool all the moles all the time. There's several different styles of mole traps, and they're all very effective if we use them appropriately. There are a couple of styles that go actually down inside of the run that would be kind of an inline trap that would pinch them as they come through. There's the old harpoon-style trap that looks like it's got some spikes on the side that punch down through the top of the mole run and then grab them or impale them, basically. And then there's a couple of different styles of scissor traps.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on mole activity this time of year. Learn more about trapping them on the KSRE Wildlife Management YouTube channel. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors rode into their Good Friday break on a rally that pushed the Dow Jones 47 points higher to a new record high close at 39,807. The S&P likewise hit a new high watermark after rising 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite was the outlier, giving up 0.1% on Thursday. Finally, some good news for home shoppers facing rising prices and low inventory. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the average rate on a 30-year note dipped to 6.79% this week. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has promised to appeal the 25-year prison sentence he was handed yesterday. The 32-year-old was convicted of fraud and conspiracy that doomed his cryptocurrency exchange and a related hedge fund. The sale of the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves to former baseball great Alex Rodriguez and entrepreneur Mark Lohr has collapsed. Those two do still own a 40% stake in the T-Wolves and the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
KNDY.